Hey there, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Armand here. You're hearing this right, there is no intro track in today's show. The reason for that I'll explain in a little bit. But anyway, today's episode is episode 176. It is a bonus episode. If you haven't heard any of our previous bonus episodes, they are essentially really old episodes that I'm re-releasing. Mainly because either A, we released it a long time ago and not as many people listened to the show back then, so I thought I'd re-release some of my favorite episodes or favorite playlists, or mainly because of the timing. Today is a little bit of both. The episode is called Cloud Atlas. We released this 2 years ago, and it was essentially an episode inspired by the novel Cloud Atlas, which came out in 2004. It was written by the author David Mitchell. And the reason why I am re-releasing this is because Cloud Atlas has been adapted to a film, which is out in theaters now, or soonish, depending on where you live. It's out in America already. I've seen it. I quite enjoyed the movie, but I think it'll be internationally released soon-ish. Anyway, the reason why there was no intro track in today's show is because the entire playlist is one giant block. And the reason for that is because the playlist reflects the structure of the novel. So if you've never read the novel Cloud Atlas, it is essentially six separate novellas. There's six stories. And the interesting thing is these stories are nested within one another. So basically, the book starts off with the first story. It goes about halfway, and then the second story starts, which goes about halfway, and then the third story starts. Halfway, fourth story. Halfway, fifth story, and then it finally reaches the sixth story, which runs in its entirety. And then you get to the second half of the fifth story, then the second half of the fourth story, third story, second story, first story. So these stories are all nested within one another, kind of like a babushka doll or a step pyramid in a sense. And essentially, the playlist here today is going to follow that exact same structure. So the track that we will start off with is also going to be the track that we will end off with. And on top of that, the individual tracks sort of reflect the atmosphere of the stories in Cloud Atlas. Listening back to this, I might have changed a few things or picked some other songs, but I still think it's really enjoyable. Anyway, I'll jump into the playlist and recap everything afterwards. We'll start off with a track by Olafur Arnalds titled 1953. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Let's go over what we played in that giant block right there. So like we mentioned, the first track was by Ólafur Arnalds, who, as you're probably familiar with by now, is an Icelandic modern classical composer. The track we played right there was titled 1953, off his record Eulogy for Evolution, which came out in 2007 and was his debut full-length record. And that track was supposed to represent the story in Cloud Atlas titled The Pacific Journal of Adam Ewing, which is essentially a journal that you're reading by a man named Adam Ewing, who is on a ship in the Pacific Ocean in 1849. And because the track was from the 1800s, I wanted a really kind of modern classical track to sort of fit in with that era, I guess you can say. Following that, we played a track by Slow Six, who are a Brooklynite post-rock slash chamber music ensemble. The track we played right there was called The Night You Left New York, off their record Tomorrow Becomes You, which came out in 2010, and was their third record. And this track was supposed to represent the story Letters of Zettelgem, which is a series of letters between two lovers that was written in 1931. And the main character in those letters was an amanuensis, I guess that's how you pronounce it, basically an assistant to a composer. So there's a lot of classical vibes in that story. And for some reason, I don't know why, this track by Slow Six was always coming to my head whenever I was reading the novel. So that's why I went with it. Looking back, I might have changed this track and gone with something a bit more classical. But anyway, the interesting thing about Letters of Zettelgem is essentially in the letters that you are reading between these two people, the main character references that he is reading a journal titled The Pacific Journal of Adam Ewing. So after that, we went to a track by Caspian, who are a post-rock band from Massachusetts. The track we played there was called Crawl Space. It is off the record The Four Trees, which was their second record. And this track represented the story Half-Lives, the first Louisa Ray mystery, which was kind of a private detective sort of mystery novel about a person in 1975, a journalist who is trying to find out some information about something that is going to happen. And I went with this Caspian track because if you read the novel, the tone of every single story is different. And this story was essentially kind of a mystery action novel. And I thought that Caspian track, since it's a bit more aggressive, it kind of fit along with that story. An interesting thing in that story, the main character, Louisa Ray, discovers a series of letters, which are the letters that you read in Letters of Zettelgem. Anyway, following that, we heard a track by the Samuel Jackson Five, who are a post-rock band from Norway. We've played them quite a bit lately. They were even on the show a couple weeks ago. And where the track we played there was called How to Evade Your Obsessive Shadow, off the record Goodbye Melody Mountain, which came out in 2008. And this track was supposed to represent the story The Ghastly Ordeal of Timothy Cavendish, which is a story that takes place in 2012. So we've gone from 1849 to 1931 to 1975 to 2012 so far. And this story was essentially about a publisher who is in a little bit of trouble, and he kind of gets stuck in an old folks' home, and it is a very wacky, funny story. And so, wacky and funny, I thought the best band to represent that was the Samuel Jackson Five. And in The Ghastly Ordeal of Timothy Cavendish, since he is a publisher, he reads the novel Half-Lives, the first Louisa Ray mystery. All right. There's a lot of talking going on, but we got two tracks left to go through. So the fifth track was by Akira Kasamura, who is an electroacoustic / modern classical artist from Japan. The track we played there was called Coastline, off his record It's on Everything, which was his first full length, which came out in 2007. This track was supposed to represent an orison of Sanmi 451, which is a story that takes place in the future. I believe it was in the 2100s in Korea. And the story that you are reading is essentially an interrogation between, well, the interrogator and Sanmi 451, who is a, I forget what you call them in the story. I forget what they call them in the story, but they are essentially clones. They are not, they are fabricants, I believe that's what they're called. So they're not essentially, quote unquote, real people, but they are essentially real people. And since this track takes place in the future, I thought of having a more electronica-based track that kind of represents the atmosphere of sort of a futuristic mystery novel, if that makes any sense. And anyway, in An Orison of Sanmi 451, you find that she is watching a film titled The Ghastly Ordeal of Timothy Cavendish. And finally, we heard a track by Ramses III, who are a folky ambient drone group from London. The track we played there was called No Water, No Moon, off their record I Could Not Love You More, which came out in 2009, and I believe it was their most recent full length. They haven't released anything since then. And anyway, that track represented Slusha's Crossin' and Everything After, which is a futuristic post-apocalyptic story about these people who live on an island. They're sort of regressed into a tribal state, and it takes place 106 winters after the fall, I believe. So after some most likely nuclear event. And because that story has kind of a folksy sort of pastoral feel, albeit much darker kind of, I went with this track by Ramses III. And in Slusha's Crossin', basically the main character stumbles across an orison, which is kind of a displaying device, which shows him the interrogation of Sanmi 451. So what's interesting about the story is that in each story that you read, the main character essentially reads or watches or somehow witnesses the story before. And what's interesting in all six stories, it is a different form of oral history. The first story is a journal that you're reading. The second story is a series of letters. The third story is a novel. The fourth story is a film. The fifth story is an interview or an interrogation. And the sixth story, you find out, is just essentially oral tradition. It's a story told by the main character, and he's telling a story of the past. So you get six different forms of oral tradition, which is really interesting. And so after that Ramses III track, we got into the second half of the Akira Kasamura track. We followed that with the second half of the Samuel Jackson 5 track, then the second half of the Caspian track, then the second half of the Slow 6 track, and then finally, we ended it off with the Olafur Arnalds track that we started off in the beginning with. So, all of these six tracks that we played were nested within one another. Alright, I think I talked too much here, and that about wraps up the show. We have no track to end off the show. There's no outro track. Just want to say, hopefully this sounded interesting to you. I would highly recommend reading the novel, Cloud Atlas. And the movie, even though it was 2 hours and 40 minutes long, it didn't feel like that. Maybe because I'm a fanboy of the book, but I really enjoyed the film as well. I was afraid that it was going to be very heavy-handed because the story has a lot of morals and ethics, but it's very subtle. And, you know, Hollywood always kind of hammers you over the head with all its morals and ethics, and basically Hollywood thinks that you're stupid and you can't tell what the hell the story is about. So anyway, basically I'd recommend both watching the movie and reading the novel. And yeah, that's about it. Kind of awkward. Don't know how to end the show without an outro track. So bye.